Imagine being 17, diving into frigid Atlantic waters to save someone who would become your greatest love, only to have fate tear you apart through a devastating accident and a decade of misunderstandings. This is where Hudson and Alessandra's story begins, in the treacherous currents off Cape Cod's coast. Their first meeting, a rescue that crosses social boundaries between a working-class Coast Guard trainee and the daughter of America's most celebrated ballet dynasty, sets the stage for a love story that defies conventional romance. What makes their journey so compelling isn't just the electric connection between them, but how their relationship forces both to question the paths they've chosen and the obligations they've accepted without question. Through their eyes, we witness how a single moment can alter the trajectory of a life, and how sometimes the bravest choice isn't perseverance, but transformation. In Cape Cod's treacherous waters, 17-year-old aspiring rescue swimmer Hudson Ellis spots two struggling teenage girls in a listing sailboat. Ignoring his brother Gavin's warnings, he plunges into the frigid Atlantic towards strangers who would transform his life. These strangers, Alessandra, Ali, and Eva Rousseau, belong to America's ballet royalty. Their family estate, Swan's Rest, towers above the local fishing community, symbolizing their social divide. After bringing both girls to safety, Hudson offers Ali his Coast Guard training hoodie, suggesting she return it when they meet again. Ali quietly admits she's not allowed to date. Their unexpected friendship blossoms that summer, but 15 months later, tragedy strikes when Ali and her sister Lena's car hydroplanes off a rain-slicked mountain road. As Ali regains consciousness, Lena presses their mother's vintage sapphire ring into her pocket, whispering to follow your heart and take care of what I'm leaving behind. Moments later, Lena runs toward their burning vehicle, which explodes. For 10 years, Ali believes Hudson abandoned her during this crisis. In reality, Hudson arrived moments before the explosion, facing an impossible choice: save unconscious Ali or attempt to reach trapped Lena. This tragic night becomes a touchstone that characters revisit repeatedly, understanding it differently as their perspectives on love, loss, and crisis decisions evolve. 10 years after the accident, Ali is a principal dancer with the Metropolitan Ballet Company. During her performance as Giselle, she's distracted by what seems like a glimpse of someone in the seat she's kept empty for Hudson. In the final moments, her Achilles ruptures, and she realizes her career is over. The ballet world Yarros depicts is both beautiful and brutal. Dancers push their bodies past breaking points, sacrifice relationships, and endure constant criticism pursuing perfection. Ali's injury isn't just physical, it's the collapse of her entire identity. Despite this career-ending blow, dance remains Ali's emotional language. When she discovers Hudson's niece, Juniper, taking lessons at an abusive studio, Ali offers to teach her personally, marking a turning point in her relationship with dance. Rather than performing for approval, she begins sharing her art as a gift. Teaching Juniper reconnects Ali with the pure joy of movement. Unlike her controlling mother, Sophie, Ali creates a supportive environment where Juniper can explore her talent without fear. Healing culminates when Ali performs an exhibition piece on her previously injured ankle, not to prove herself to the ballet world, but to reclaim her art on her own terms. 4 months after her career-ending injury, Ali returns to Cape Cod to recover. Hudson discovers an old Polaroid of himself with Ali, and his niece Juniper convinces him to visit Alessandra Rousseau, who's reportedly in town, despite his reluctance to face his biggest regret. Their reunion is tense. Hudson finds Ali in the water and rescues her, only to learn she was deliberately holding herself underwater to build lung capacity. Their first interaction in a decade is charged with anger, with Ali telling him he's a little late to save her. Complications arise when Juniper claims Ali is her biological mother, pointing to an identical birthmark and a secret DNA test. Though Ali denies this possibility, the truth gradually emerges. Juniper is actually the daughter of Ali's deceased sister, Lena, who had asked Ali to take care of what I'm leaving behind. This discovery creates a web of connections that transcend time and misunderstanding. Hudson's niece is Allie's biological niece, linking them independently of their romantic history and forcing both to confront their shared past and long-held secrets. When Juniper discovers her connection to the Rousseau family, she begs Allie and Hudson to keep it secret from her adoptive mother, Caroline. Juniper proposes a bold plan. Hudson should bring Allie to her birthday party as his girlfriend to allow Caroline to get to know Allie without revealing their true connection. Though initially reluctant, Allie agrees to pretend to be Hudson's girlfriend. This fake relationship becomes the vehicle through which they navigate their unresolved feelings. Under the guise of pretending, they can express affection that feels too vulnerable to acknowledge as real. At Juniper's birthday party, Caroline immediately challenges their relationship, unable to believe her brother is dating a Rousseau. The interrogation continues, with Caroline demanding proof, asking personal questions that both Hudson and Allie answer correctly, revealing how well they still know each other despite their years apart. The fake relationship allows Allie and Hudson to rebuild their connection within a safe framework. By pretending their feelings aren't real, they can express them without the risk of rejection or the weight of their complicated history. As they attend family gatherings and spend time together, the line between pretense and reality blurs, highlighting how their feelings for each other have never truly disappeared. After learning the full truth about the accident, how Hudson saved her while Lena remained trapped, how her mother banned him and manipulated them both, Allie must decide what truly matters. 6 weeks back at the Metropolitan Ballet Company leave her feeling disconnected from the world she once idolized. In a moment of clarity, Allie realizes ballet isn't enough without Hudson. Taking her friend Kenna's advice to be happy, she leaves the company and follows Hudson to Alaska. When they reunite, she reveals she's gone freelance, planning to take select roles while prioritizing their relationship. She admits she loves him and has forgiven him for his role in Lena's death, recognizing he saved her life that night. 5 years later, now Alessandra Ellis after marrying Hudson, Allie watches proudly as Juniper performs at the Metropolitan Opera House. This full circle moment completes their journey from a rescue on turbulent seas to building a life together. Sometimes our greatest courage isn't persisting through obstacles, but recognizing when a dream has served its purpose. For Allie and Hudson, finding balance meant creating variations on their original dreams that include each other. Their story reminds us that life's most beautiful performances often come when we dare to improvise beyond our given choreography.